Friday the 29th of February, Rabbi Avraham Jacobson, Hiddur Mitzvah, your own or the Joneses?
The very interesting shayla brought down in the Poskim, in the Ushanim, Achonim, based on the Kli HaMikdosh, Kashur to this week's parasha. The Modcha, in the end of Masechet Megillah, Simin Tov Tov Lamed Daled, discusses the following shayla. Every Sefer Torah has a cover to it. Every cover that we know of is covered on the outside with silk or some nice material. On the inside, hasn't got as nice as on the outside. As the question the Modcha is bothered about is, should the nicer side be facing the Sefer Torah, or should the nicer side be facing the Tzibur? And the Modcha says, Kibalti. Me'il she'tofur taftov pishton. The me'il that underneath it, the inner side, is made out of pishton. They're not so expensive material. Tzarech lahotim tzad ha'me'il ala sefer Torah. One has to turn the outside of the me'il inside out, so that the nicer material, the silk or whatever it's made from, is facing the sefer Torah. And the Motzah brings a raya from this week's parasha from Mizbeach HaKetores. Our Chayim are very bothered, what's the raya from Mizbeach HaKetores? Mizbeach HaKetores, as we all know, is made out of gold on the outside. So when one looked at the Mizbeach HaKetores, one could see that it was very, very special material made out of gold. So what's the raya bechlal from Mizbeach HaKetores? If anything, it's a raya faket. It's a raya that the outside is what's important. The Mog of Ram has a pshat, but I'd like to go with any rabbi, so it's an easier pshat. If one looks at the way the Mishkan was made, all the kelim on the outside of the Mishkan were made from a lesser quality of a material than the ones inside. There was the Mizbeach HaChitzon, was made from Lechoshes. The Adonim of the outside were made from Lechoshes. All the kelim inside the Olam Moed were made from gold. You have the Shulchan, you have the Menorah, and you have the Mizbeach HaKetores. Mizbeach HaKetores is made from gold. So the Modcha wants to be mechiach from Mizbeach HaKetores, that just like you see by the Mizbechot, the outer ones were not so choshev, they were made from copper. The inner ones were made from gold. So too, anything which is closer to the Mekor of the Kedusha should be more choshev. So the Me'il, the outside is facing the Tzibur, but the inside is facing the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is the Mekrei HaKedusha. So therefore, the inside has to be more choshev than the outside. So if you have a me'il where the outside is made from silk and the inside is made from pishton, one should turn it inside out and have it the other way around. The Sefer Chassidim also says like this Motra, but he brings another raya in the sixth parasha from the Kroshim. If one looked at the oil mode from the outside, all one saw were Urias. Urias were very choshev. But if one went inside the Oyel Moed, one saw gold. All the kroshim were made out of gold. So you see the inside, the thing which was more, the closer to the Mekor HaKedusha, was made from gold, the more choshev material. I'm thinking the one on the outside was made from Urias, which weren't so choshev. So to the Me'il of the Sefer Torah, the inside of the Me'il should be more choshev than the outside of the Me'il. The Ramah and the Beis Yosef both bring down this Modcha. The Beis Yosef brings in Simon Kuf and Gimel. The Ramah brings in Simon Kuf Mem Zayin. However, both of them end off the Loi Noragu Klin. We do not Paskin, or the Minig is not like this Modcha. The question is why? Chachay, they've got very good rayas to go. Raya from the Kroshim, raya from the Zeh HaKetores. One sees that the thing which is closer to the Mekor HaKedusha has to be more choshev. So what's wrong? Why do we not? Why is the Minig not like that? And we know the Minig is not like that.
The
what?
The caution gold.
They were covered in gold. What one saw was gold. So the Gaon, the Be'er Gaon there, explains why the Minhag is not like that. He says as follows: V'lo yinagu kein, v'chein ikel dina, d'misham ein raya, kevon d'nireh. One can't bring a raya from his Be'er HaKetores, and one can't bring a raya from the Kroshim, because that, with those, one could see the Hiddur. When one walked into the Mishkan, one could see the gold, either the gold of the Kroshim or the gold of the Mizbeach HaKetores. But one could see it. However, if one turns the me'il inside out, nobody's going to ever see the silk or whatever material you have, the choshva material. Therefore, the Gaon says that one can't compare binyan mishkan to the sefer Torah. The chayyah, this Gaon, is very hard to understand. We know there's a klal called hidul mitzvah. Hidul mitzvah, the pashtus, one would have thought, is not tailed on whether people see or not. So what's the difference between hidul mitzvah and any other mitzvah? Is anyone going to say you don't have to shake lulav if nobody's watching you? Or you don't have to give stock if nobody's watching you? So the chayyah, hidul mitzvah, the same. So if we've just been mechiyach from the matcha, then the closer you get to the kedusha, the closer you get to the dovah choshev, you should have a more expensive material out here. So what? No one sees it. So because you could have answered the Gaon, and we're going to see we can't answer this, the Gaon agrees they should do hidden mitzvah even if you can't see it. Just the Gaon says he had a choice. You can either do a hidden mitzvah because this mill, one side is covered in silk and one side is covered with pishta. So if I turn it inside out, so then nobody will see the hiddle. On the other hand, you've got a hiddle which is closer to the sefer Torah. If you turn it the right way around, then everyone will see the hiddle. So it's the Gaon, you've got a choice between doing a hiddle which everyone will see and a hiddle which no one will see. That wins. You should make a hiddle which everyone will see. And therefore, Lo Nogu came. One can't bring a riot from the Kroshim. The Kroshim people would see it. Here, if I turn the mill inside out, no one would see it. If no one would see it, then there's no, then that hiddle goes down a drop and one has to show everyone else the hiddur. However, the Gaon brings the Raya, the full Raya, not like I'm saying, the Gaon brings the Raya from the Binyan Beit HaMikdash. In Mishnayos Midos, there's a din that it speaks out all how the Binyan Beit HaMikdash is made, and it says it was covered in gold. The Heichal was covered in gold, apart from behind where the doors of the Heichal opened. Where the doors of the Heichal opened, nobody ever saw. If nobody saw it, then no need to cover it with gold. So the Gaon says, the first from there, you see, that any hiddur which no one's going to see is not a hiddur. And he brings another item, Tfin, and we'll see in a minute. But the Chayyah, it's very hard to understand. What is the svara for this? Why should hiddur be different to any other mitzvah? Any other mitzvah one has to do even if no one's seeing, why should hiddur be that one has to see? So the Chayyah, you see, when it's gone, that hiddur, the gedah of hiddur is showing to everyone how the chavivus of the mitzvah. Making a hiddur for yourself, that is not a hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah is that I want to show everyone how beautiful and how choshev I feel mitzvahs are. So therefore, if you turn the mill inside out, so everyone sees the not so nice part of the sefer Torah, it's not that you're doing hiddur to the inside. You're not doing hiddur at all. Hiddur is just showing everyone how nicely I treat a mitzvah. If I show everyone that I'm treating a mitzvah by putting pishta on the outside, faket, I'm not doing hiddur. That's how the Gaon seems to have understood. And the Maita, there's lots and lots of rishonim that hold like this. I'd just like to say a few and a couple of kashas on it. The Gemara Menachos speaks out, there's a din by Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzah. That when one writes, one has to write, that when the Sefer writes them, he makes a scratch or a mark on the cloth, and that way his writing is straight. Because if you don't make a groove, then your writing will go all over the shop. So therefore they would make grooves, and they would write on top of that. But the machlek is why you make the grooves. Most Rishonim learn, it's halacha mishum Sinai. Halacha is, you have to make the groove, and therefore we don't really need to work out why it is. Halacha mishum Sinai. Rabbeinu Tam in Menachos, it's not like that. Rabbeinu Tam Menachos says the reason why I made the groove is their kelim aveil. One has the chiv to make the sefer Torah beautiful. If there's a chiv to make the sefer Torah beautiful, the way to do it is by making grooves and then you write it straight. Now the Gemara Menachos says hilchasa tefillin loy boi sirtut or mezuzah boi sirtut. Tefillin, one doesn't need to make these grooves, and mezuzah one does. Says Rabbeinu Tam, what's the pshat there behind this? Rabbeinu Tam says because tefillin is always covered. It's covered in oil. Since it's covered in oil, nobody's ever going to see the cloth. If it's not going to be seen, there's no din hiddur. Rashi is lo shayach b'yinoi. It's not shayach to do a hiddur on something which no one's going to see. So one could ask, the mezuzah also is stuck, it's rolled up, one never sees the writing. So the Ran in Maseches Megillah, the amazing thing, he says, the Esher, the Hainu Taima, Fisha Mezuzah Nivdekes Pam Achas B'Shavua. And the mezuzah is checked once every 7 years. I'm going to give twice every 7 years. That Tvinim, Yitayosh and Ishmael, Einim Dokim Ela Pam Achas B'Yoyim. Tvinim is only checked maybe once every 50 years. Mezuzah is checked twice every 7 years. If it's checked twice every 7 years, so there is a din to make it beautiful, because people are going to see it. You're going to check it, you're going to see it. So there's a din to make your mezuzah beautiful. But tefillin, since it's covered in oil, since no one's ever going to see the cloth, apart from maybe once every 50 years, there's no din hidur. Rabbeinu Yonon, beginning of Perek Beis and Ovis, also there says, Gam tzach lisnais b'mitzvot, b'inyan shifaru b'nei odom v'shabchu aleihem. The mitzvah is, in a way, that people will become spoiled from the mitzvahs, and they'll praise them. They'll see how choshev mitzvahs are to you. And also in Rashi and Yuma, one finds the same thing. The Gemara there says that the Kohen Gadol used to daven Shemini Esrei on Yom Kippur, and afterwards, kol echad ve'echad mevi sefer Torah mibeisoi, the Kohen boy, everyone would bring a sefer Torah from home and read from it, kidei la'oisei chazusoi l'rabim. Rashi's Mazur, what does it mean, kidei la'oisei chazusoi l'rabim? Rashi says, la'hareis noyei shal sefer Torah, v'tif'eres ba'aleo, she'torach lis noyis b'mitzvah. To show the beauty of the sefer Torah, and to show how the owners of the sefer Torah have tried to make the mitzvah beautiful, she'nema ve'keili v'amveyu. Hisnai lefona b'mitzvah. As the Makori, Zogdrashi, so this Gemara in Yuma is mitzvah hidul mitzvah. Hidul mitzvah is to show people laharis noy shal sefer Torah v'tif'eres ba'aleh she'torach lisnai b'mitzvah. That is the gedah of hidul mitzvah. The gedah of hidul mitzvah is to show how beautiful a mitzvah is. If one doesn't show it out, if one doesn't show it but keeps it to oneself, one hasn't been mekayim mitzvah hidul mitzvah. And the Rambam also has tefillin says the same. Halacha meishim esinai she'ein kriyshin sefer Torah v'leim mezuzah ele b'tzirtut. Aval tefillin ein on tzichin tzirtut v'fi shehein mechupim, because they're covered. The same that we saw in Rabbeinu Tam. Since something's covered, there's no din hidul mitzvah. The Binyan Shlomo Mevilna, he wrote Shut Binyan Shlomo, and in Chelik Aleph Siman Vav. Based on this Rabbeinu Tam, and based on what he's showing him, he wants to be mechadish a chidush otzim. The Gemara in Shabbos says, "Zeh keli v'amveil, hisnah lefonah b'mitzvah. I say lefonah sukkah na, lulav na, shefer na, titzis na, sefer Torah na, and also you have to write lishmoy b'diyoy na, v'kulmas na, b'lavle umen v'kolch v'shoyim na." So the Gemara lists a shema of mitzvahs that one has to be misnayet to make them beautiful. Sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis, and sefer Torah. In Maseches Sofim, also there's a list of mitzvahs there. Tzitzis, mezuzah, sefer Torah. And also there it speaks out about Arichas, one that it's important to make everything beautiful. Take the Binyan Shlomo, what happened to tefillin? Why is tefillin not brought in the list? We've got every other mitzvah that one would think of being mahadeh, but not tefillin. What happened to tefillin? So Binyan Shlomo says, he checked in Mechilta. Mechilta does bring down tefillin. Mechilta passes the Shalach, brings down tefillin. However, it says, Tfilo noe. Mezuzois noe and Tfilo noe. Tfilo b'loshin yochid. Why is Tfilo b'loshin yochid? Surely there's mitzvahs hit the tefillin both on the Shalosh and Shalyad. Zot the Binyan Shlomo, Ahenein Dvarim Shalomano. The tefillin Shalosh is a din that has to be goli. Everyone has to see it. Tefillin shel yad is a din v'hoyo l'chol ois v'lo l'achim ois. Tefillin shel yad should be covered. If it should be covered, there's no din hidul tefillin. There's no reason why you have to make the tefillin shel yad in an oifen mehuda if no one's going to see it. He brings it to machlekes, Yerushalmi holds it is, but even the Yerushalmi says that the writing doesn't have to be beautiful. So you see that the writing, which is inside tefillin, is never going to be seen. There's no din hidul tefillin.
Huh?
The Rosh? The outside the Rosh. Right. So the writing inside, everyone was told you don't need to. But the Lefizis Mahalach, Sri Rabbeinu Tam. But the Etzem, the outside should be beautiful. But the Maisa found there's a steer in Tosfos, steer in Shitz Rabbeinu Tam alone. And the bigger Pele is a steer in Ramah. Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin speaks out Sirtut, Vavam Adais, the Sugid of Sirtut. And Rabbeinu Tam says, if the Sefer can't write nicely without Sirtut, Tzorach l'sartit al kol shur v'shura, Mishum zeh keilim amveiru. As Rabbeinu Tam himself, Rabbeinu Tam was the Moed Shneitzon, that in Menachos, said there's no din hidul by tefillin, by Sirtut, because it's covered in oil. He himself holds in Gittim that one should, if the Sefer can't write nicely, one does have to do Sirtut. Mishum zeh keilim amveiru. So vice versa, isn't din hidul in things which are covered. And the bigger pele is the Ramah. The Ramah in Simen Lamed Beis, Siv Dalet, says, V'chein mitzvah yafisot, b'miyata the tefillin, mibruchot, u mibifnim, also inside. And in Darkei Moshe, he adds in a word, the kol shekein mibifnim. If there's a mitzvah outside, there's certainly a mitzvah inside. So he's mamish saying to himself, in Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, he says, V'chein, v'loi nogu kein, the minig's not like the matra. Because the minig is that when the mitzvah hidur is to show everyone, you can't bring it right from the Mizbech HaKtoyes. And in Simen Lamed Beis, he says, it's more of a hidur to be inside than out. And also the Steichemet brings the Minchas Aaron, who says, no mitzvah tolui b'mashu, no lefonav v'sprach, v'loi lisnais in abis. No mitzvah is a hidur between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not kashur to whether people see. So you see, it's a massive machlokes, rishonim and achronim had to pass him on this nekuda. The Gaon in Simen Lamed Beis is ma'ir the steer. He says, I am Simen Kuf Mem Zayin. Achayu the Ramah says to himself, there is a way to miyashiv it. We'll leave it for that for the time being. I'd like to ask the kasha, seeing that the Gaon holds that this is halach lemait of chen ikal ledina, I'd like to ask the kasha on this shita, on the shita that something hidden, there's no din hidul. The Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Nosei, Perek Yud Beis, says that there is halacha to cover the heichal and the Beis Hamikdash in gold. The fidosa is off, the mitzvah is covered in gold. Tony, shekol habayis hayotoyach zov, the whole bayis was covered in gold. Apart from behind the doors, like we spoke out, the Mishnah's Midrash says behind the doors they didn't do. However, it carries on like this: Omer be'Evoy, Masnisin be'Binyan Sheni. This brisa that says if Yidos is off, and this Mishnah in Sechas Midrash is be'Binyan Sheni with the second Beis Hamikdash. Of the be'Binyan Rishon, afilu achrei adaltis. In the first Beis Hamikdash, they did cover behind the doors with gold. So now we have a double kasha. First of all, you see, Hidul Mitzvah is behind, even when nobody will see it. They opened the doors, nobody ever saw behind the doors, they covered it with gold in the Binyan Rishon. And second of all, a big pen on the Gaon. The Gaon brought a riot from Achrei Adaltis, that there's no din Hidul behind the doors. And here we have in Mefushim Medrash that they did do Hidul behind the doors. On the first piece of Midrash, they did. How can the Gaon be Chaylik on Mefushim Medrash? So somebody showed me in Kol HaTorah last year, I think it was, by Shem of Aaron, no, Toshin Samach Beis, Shem of Aaron Goodman. He asked his kasha, and he says as follows: the Lashon of Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira is, O mitzvah ben amuvcha lechazik et abinyan, ulazbiyay kefi kreich hatzivu. There's a mitzvah to be mechazik, tzedek habayis, lagbiyay, to lift it up, I mean, to make it more choshev. Kafi kerech hatzibur. How? As far as people can manage. Shenema ulurimim is bis alakinu. Umefari no yisari. Umeyafin kafi kerechon. One should be mefari, make it beautiful. Kafi kerechon. As much as people can manage. Im yachidim yotech isay kulizov. Ulahadil b'maisov haizu mitzvah. So he wants to tell you this Rambam, Mechayiz Mashma, is not going within Hidur Mitzvah. Hidul Mitzvah, we know, is Ad Shlish. Shittas Rambam in Hilchos Eirichin is at Chumash. Either third or fifth. But Zichur not more than this. And here the Rambam says there's a mitzvah to kefi koichon. That means if somebody can spend more, even more than a third of his money, he's got a mitzvah to do it. A mitzvah based of building based on mikdash. So he wants to say there's a din of being based on mikdash, not matam hizu. There's a din to make a based on mikdash beautiful. That's a chiyuv being based on mikdash. Not because there's a din based on mikdash and one has to be mahadah that based on mikdash. The original chiyuv was build a beautiful based on mikdash. And the get out of it was kefi koichon. If one's got the money for it, one's got a chiyuv to make a beautiful based on mikdash. So in the Bayis Rishon, when there was a lot of, they had a lot of gold, so then they covered the whole Beis HaMikdash with gold. That doesn't make a difference whether people would see or not. It's not a din or tidu mitzvah for people to see. It's the chiyuv itself. The chiyuv itself is to make a beautiful Beis HaMikdash. So just like you have a chiyuv to make, to shake lulav even though nobody's watching you, you have a chiyuv to make a beautiful Beis HaMikdash even though nobody sees. However, in Bayis Sheni, they didn't have enough gold, so now they had a choice. Should we put gold on the outside of the Beis, on the, where people see? And at least when Mekayim, besides the mitzvah of Leforius, Beis HaMikdash, when Mekayim and mitzvah Hidul, people will see how beautiful it is. Or should we put it behind the door where no one will see? Will be Mekayim only one mitzvah? Zog the Mishnah's mitzvahs, they decided, and that's the Golan Torah. They decided we'll put it outside. Why? Because there were Mekayim two mitzvahs. When Mekayim and mitzvah Leforius, Beis HaMikdash, you're making it beautiful. But besides that, you've got the old din of Hidul mitzvah, that people will see it. Why didn't they get both mitzvahs behind the door to cover it with gold behind the door? The answer is, there's no hidden mitzvah there. You've only got one mitzvah, Lefora Beis HaMikdash. So that's the Gaon Dry, the Gaon says, Me'achori HaDeres of the second Beis HaMikdash. That's where you see there's a mitzvah, the hidden, only when people see it. There's one more kasha I had on Rav Shitta Rabbeinu Tam. The Mekori in Shas, one of the Mekori in Shas, for hidden mitzvah, is by Hilchus Mila. The Gemara there says, is when one cuts the Mila, the Ola, sometimes one doesn't cut the whole thing. He leaves strands. So the Gemara says, if it sits in Hama'aksin, strands which are chilik of the Ola, then one's got a chiyuv to be chayza and to do Mila again. If it sits in She'in Ma'aksin, that means you've cut off the Ola. Now, whilst it doesn't look so beautiful, then one doesn't go back to do it. And as much like as Rambam Rashi, what they're talking about, the Rambam learns one never goes back, Rashi says on Shabbos one doesn't go back. But the reason why one lechatchila cuts off the tzitzin she'in ma'atfin, the Gemara says, is out hidu mitzvah. And brings the whole raya that we said the brisa of hidu mitzvah. That means there's a hidu mitzvah on a milah. A milah is a chiv to cover the milah. It's an issa elva. There's a chiv to cover it. So a milah is never seen. So how can the Gemara say there's a chiyuv hidu according to Rabbi Natan? So I asked my brother this once, and he said, it's not a kasha at all. When you go to Beis HaMerchot, there's no chiyuv to cover the milah. Stei Chemed felt it was a kasha. And I found it might have been insane. If it's a kasha, I think it's a striker kasha. If it's. I thought originally, before I tell you what I found, I thought originally that one could be miyashim like this. There's the whole chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that there's no hidden something which can't be seen, is talking about a chesta of a mitzvah. You want to make an article beautiful, so if no one's going to see it, there's no chiv. But in the way you do a mitzvah, that Rabbeinu Tam is moizah. There's a mitzvah min amufcha, to do something in a particular way, that he's moizah, there's an oifen of a hidden in your mitzvah, mitzvah, in the way you do. Just, if it's talking about the chesed, what people see, that there's no din hidden. So I thought originally one could answer, and then I found a lot of achrenim taka go with this kivun, that by the mitzvah mila of the tzitzin, the Gemara that says that one should go back on tzitzin she'in ma'atvin, that's because the Gemara is saying that the way you do the mila has to be in a beautiful way. Not because people will see it, but the etim chitoch, the etim cutting that you're doing, has to be a cutting which is a beautiful cutting. So that you'd be mekayim in the mitzvah and oifim muhuda. You want to know about the etim mitzvah where it has to be beautiful? That might not be it. After you've been Polish, shittas Rambam is, you don't have to go back. Could be, a reason could be, because it's always covered, so there's no reason to go back. But the way you do it, the way you do it should be in a beautiful way. However, by tefillin, we said this tefillin, inside the tefillin doesn't have to be beautiful, the ksav doesn't have to be written nicely, because the way you put on tefillin isn't malum mirid to whether you've got nice ksav. It's the same hanocha. You haven't done a nicer hanocha tefillin if it's got nicer ksav inside or not. So therefore, by tefillin, there's no din hiddur, but by mina, there is a din hiddur. That's what I thought one could answer. However, I was very, very happy to find it that in Binyan Shleim Achelik Beis, Simon Gimel, Moshe Shmuel Horowitz wrote to Shleim Mivilna, and he wrote to him and he said, I don't understand from this Gemara. Before the Gemara by Mila, there's been Hiddur, even though it's not seen. So Lachay is Muchach, not like the Binyan Shleim wants to be Mechiah, but something which is invisible, there's no Din Hiddur. And the Binyan Shleim turned it around amazingly. He said, Adrava, from Mila's his biggest raya. So there's a Gemara in Yevamos, talking about by Mila Tager. Nishtayin boi titzin hama'akvin es amila. If, when you do Mila to a ger, the titzin hama'akvin, choyzin o morin oysa. One goes back and does Mila again. If you look there, it doesn't say a word about titzin she'in ma'akvin. That one should do our tizzle, like we saw by the Mila of a Kotter. In the Torah, in Simon, Reish Samach Dalit, says, Klar, by Mila Tager, you don't go back to Titzin Shem Akvin, even though in Simon, so Reish Samach Ches, sorry, even though Reish Samach Dalit, he says, you do go back to Titzin Shem Akvin. So you have a steer, what's that? By Mila Tager, there's a din that one doesn't go back to Titzin Shem Akvin. And by Mila of Cotton, you do go back. So listen to this Einfam. He says, Mila of a ger, I don't know whether it occurs, but he says, Mila of a ger is always done over by mitzvah, when he's a gadol. When he's a gadol, there's a din over on the eva. So the Mila is always covered. If it's always covered, there's no din hiddur. A Mila of a Cotton, you do when he's 8 days old, there's no din hiddur, there's no din over b'chlal. The Rabbi of Bala'itra says you can even make a bracha connected it. So the Mila, when he makes the bracha, he doesn't have to cover over the eva. Can even make a bracha. There's no din erva. If there's no din erva, it doesn't have to be covered. If it doesn't have to be covered, then there's a din hiddur. And that's sham, the Gemara in sham.